Hello, Dr. Tori Robeson here, chiropractic practice success consultant, where I teach you how to go farther than you ever thought you could. You're listening to the Chiro Success Podcast. I'm optimistic, positive, and excited about chiropractic, reaching people with my practice, and building an exceptional life. A productivity, prosperity, and generosity while filled with love, fitness, and fun. My purpose? Become smarter, more powerful, capable, driven, superior version of myself by ever increasing my awareness. My knowledge and understanding of how things work in chiropractic. My knowledge and understanding of the laws of capacity that govern how many people you can see. My knowledge and understanding of money and how it works, how you build it and hold on to it and grow it. My knowledge and understanding of what actually brings health and longevity for myself and others. So much to learn about. My purpose is to become motivated and improve my skill, my hands-on skill, communication skill, preparation skills, planning skills, computer skills, social media skills, desktop publishing skills. We want to get better at everything. My purpose also is to pursue mastery in the art of exceptional living. Every time we train, it's causing you to naturally attract more new and high-value cases. Every time we train, you're becoming more capable at motivating and persuading people. People naturally want to follow you. Everywhere I go, there are more people who want my services. Every time the phone rings, we receive new patients. New and returning patients are calling and coming in every day. Every time we train, you're empowered to make smart, long-term decisions. And of course, you're energized physically, mentally, and financially. Let's make a quick observation here. We work so we can accumulate assets because there are things that we have to have in life. We have to have food and shelter, transportation, and only one thing solves that problem. And that one singular thing is called cash. Cash. Cash can solve almost every problem. Except for health-related things, right? Several other things, but we're not talking about those. We're talking about the things that cash is essential for. So our job is to grow a pile of cash because we will need it to live. And we're in an era right now. And I see this with newer graduates, and there's just a mass of people that are not aware that they're going to need money after they quit working. I want you to think about how obvious that is. You're going to quit working, and you're going to still have all the same expenses. How do you pay for them? Oh, I don't know. I'll figure it out then. That's like just saying, I don't know. You know, when the board exams get here, I'll just go in. I'm sure I'll do okay. No, you won't. And in this case, you'll need cash. And to have cash requires a plan. At Winner's Edge, we have the plan. Of course, we'd love to see you be a part of the group and learn the money flow disciplines, learn the money flow strategies and tactics. As far as I know, they only exist here. They're only taught here. They're only as refined as they are here. They only work as well as they do here, as we have more and more of our members becoming millionaires all the time, starting from nothing. So money's important. They're all number one. Love, health, career, money. They're all number one. Married couple is practicing together. They've broken all their records since joining the group, as is typical, but have yet to do any modifications to their office for flow or volume. They've attended some trainings. They've broken all the practice records, and they're super excited what they've done and what is possible now. So the plan for them is what? Well, that's not an exceptional amount of information, but we know if we got a married couple and they've broken their records and they have yet to make any real modifications to flow, we know if we can improve the flow in the office with a layout upgrade or an entirely new office upgrade, we're going to grow overnight, let alone if we upgrade the team. Once again, reminder, there's you, there's the layout, and there's the team. And each one of those has a capacity limit. The office can only flow so many people in an hour. The chiropractor can only see so many people in an hour. The team can only process so many people in an hour. And in addition to that, listen carefully now, this is high level stuff. Not only can the chiropractor see only so many people in an hour, they can only do it for so many hours. Oh, the car will go 200 miles an hour. Yeah, for 1 hour, and then it's out of gas. Okay. Yeah, the fighter jet can go 2,000 miles an hour, but it's going to run out of fuel very fast. The CA might be able to see a certain number of people in an hour for a few hours during the week, but they can't do it all the time. You get the idea? The office can always flow what it flows. The office and the equipment don't get tired. But the chiropractor may be able to, because I'll have chiropractors say, I can see, 15 people in 20 minutes. Listen carefully now. And they'll think they don't have a treatment time problem. But they can't do it for more than an hour. They start to get tired. They start to want to sit down. They start to want to see what's happening on social media. They have a natural tendency to want to seek leisure, or they start to get tired. They have a stamina problem. Terry, I want to buy this fancy piece of equipment, but a CA has to do it. It's attended therapy. Well, the problem is the CA will only have so much stamina and only be able to see so many people in the day, despite having all these available appointment times. Doesn't matter. A person can only go for as far as their brain can go. So when we talk about capacity, you will grow to the level of how many people you can have in your brain. Brain needs to get bigger. You need to be able to think bigger, do more at one time, process more at one time. Chiropractor has chaos. All the chairs are full. It is literally standing room only in the office. Got three roller tables, a good CA team cranking, a couple decompression tables even. Started with Winner's Edge from scratch, and it's really paying off as expected. What is the blockage? All the chairs are full, standing room only. What is the blockage? Or let me say it this way, who is the blockage? Well, the chiropractor is the blockage. Stuck at 200 visits a week. Why? Averaging 3 minutes a person. That's why. So easy. You grow to the level of how many people you can see at the busiest time of the day. I'm going to say this 100 times, and people will still want to argue with me that they have more room. No, you don't. You got to create a vacuum first. Got to make room in the closet if you want to put some more cool stuff in there. Chiropractors at a couple hundred visits a week, and they're standing room only during times that, well, they're done growing because they can't move the freight. They're doing too much with each person. They're saying too much with each person. Remember now, there's only a few seconds of the office visit that's responsible for like all the results. So what else is going on? If I go cervical crunch and thoracic crunch and lumbar crunch and I check a wrist crack, okay? There's like five or 10 seconds that's responsible for the results. So what else takes 4 minutes? Really think about it for a second. So we talk about this and we look at your office, and I wish I could visit with you. I'm sitting here right now going, I want to talk to you. How many people are you seeing every week? What's the most you've ever seen in a normal week? How many minutes are you in the office every week? It's easy to figure out what your ability is. It's like a golf handicap. If I have an 8 handicap in golf, it means I average a score of 80. If I play on a variety of golf courses, I will have an average score of 80. Are you a 100 handicap chiropractor? 200, 300, 400, 500? You take a certain amount of time for new ones. You take a certain amount of time for reports. You take a certain amount of time for office visits. And those blocks of time fit in a box that's only 800 minutes. So all roads lead to the chiropractor's discipline. They all lead back to that one thing. Sure, we could fix the layout. Yeah, we could hire a team. All the roads lead back to the chiropractor's personal discipline with each and every office visit. And here's what happens on the treatment time concept. The chiropractor literally loses their mind. They lose control of where they are at in time and space. They think they are fast because they've lost control or awareness of the clock. Imagine a basketball game with 4 seconds left. If they make a shot, they win the game. They're only down by 1 point. They score a basket, that's 2 points. They win the game. 4 seconds left. How important is it that the team be aware of the time? They have to get the shot off in 4 seconds. They're aware. What a tragedy if they don't even get the shot off. Then they didn't have a chance to win. You as the chiropractor have to always be aware of time. You're with the patient, but at the same time, there's a second hand that's spinning around in the back of your mind that you're aware of and how long everything is taking. Because why? The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the one. Well, I have this patient come in and she really takes all this time. You'd be better off referring her someplace else. Why? Because you can see 4 people to her one. 4 are more important than 1. I know it sounds harsh, but that is the truth, and you see it. But Tori, you're suggesting I run like a mill of a practice. That would be a compliment if you had a mill of a practice. I'm not sure if there's a higher compliment. Boy, you're running a mill. Thank you. That's the nicest thing anybody said to me this week. Because that must mean I got a lot of demand. I got a lot of people coming in. I got a lot of referrals. What more would I want? It's everything I've worked for. It's a compliment. Incredible. So all roads lead to the time you take to do everything. So when I hear that a chiropractor or I witness a chiropractor with a very good adjusting time. They check and make great adjustments, and it takes 68 seconds. I know they're going to be successful. I turn around and see a chiropractor that's talking and explaining a bunch of stuff and playing with the person's shoulders and then doing this thing and then having them do all that. I know I've got an 80-visit-a-week chiropractor, and they'll be there forever because they're more interested in hearing themselves talk than actually just adjust people and move on to the next patient. The office visits to them are about hearing themselves talk. Really think about that. That even happens sometimes in consulting. Some people, they just want to hear themselves talk versus actually be focused on them and teaching. So the idea of capacity and capacity blockages. Let me just rattle through a few things here. Of course, the office layout in its size can affect capacity. The position of the rooms can affect capacity. How many chairs you have. One thing I ask, how many total chairs do you have in the office? I have 9. Wow. Do you think if you had 30, you'd be able to see more people? Of course, the number and type of therapy you have affects capacity. If you have 2 muscle stim machines and you want everybody to get it, you won't see any volume because the machines take 10 minutes a person. If you have 3 roller tables set at 5 minutes, that's a lot different than if you have 3 roller tables set at 2 minutes. There's a flow rate. There's the time every process takes in a linear sequence. So we have to have the right number of equipment, therapy, and they have to be at the right time. Well, I've got one of these machines. One of them? What's one of them going to do? One of them? Everybody wants to come in during certain times of the day, so literally as soon as you have it, the thing's going to be, it's going to be backed up. You need 3 of them. Depends on the equipment, I know, but you get the idea. All the details of layout, and even the front desk. 1 credit card swiper. You might have an office that needs 2. 2 perfect workstations that are complete with big 27-inch monitors. They have the appointment book and the other stuff on the screen at the same time. Each have a credit card swiper. You can take 2 payments simultaneously. I've seen offices with 2 chiropractors. 1 little tiny computer up front for 2 chiropractors. They need like 4 computers with 27-inch monitors and 2 credit card swipers and 4 CAs. You get the idea? You got to have what you got to have. So when a chiropractor grows to a certain level and they start to stay there, there is the exact thing that's blocking their growth. And it's layout, front desk, lack of equipment. It's mechanical stuff you can see and touch with your hands and walk around and look at and point at. Then, of course, yes, it's the team's ability to see people. Remember, they got to see everybody twice. They got to see them coming in. They got to see them on the way out. So if I see 400 people, the team's got to see 800. The check-in process, the check-out process. So how fast does that have to be? It's got to be super fast. Why? Because everybody's prepaid. Everybody's auto-paid. Appointment making is easy. I've confirmed it. It's in. Boom. We do not want people like ever hanging out at the front desk unless they're signing up for a care plan. It should just be walk in and head right back, walk out and just confirm something and they're on the way out. They should just be able to walk in and walk out. People should be able to leave their car running when they come and see you for a typical just pure chiropractic office visit. The pure chiro office visit should be less than 5 minutes front door to front door. They walk in and they're back out in their car within 5 minutes. And that would be also with a roller table, by the way. Yeah, but I want to give quality care. Quality care is fast because people who know what they're doing can do it fast. Yeah, but blah, 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 my technique, and you're not doing this certain thing. I know, but I have twice as many referrals as you, so whatever I'm doing must be better than whatever you're doing, right? Because what people do, how they behave, is what determines quality. We can not like it as much as we want, but that's just the way it is. And then, of course, it boils down to the chiropractor and the timing of all the services the chiropractor does and being aware of time at all times so that what? We can have an incredible new patient experience with incredible concentrated quality. Remember now, just because time doesn't mean it was good. You spend more time with something doesn't mean it's good. Good is good. How much time it takes is, what does that have anything to do with it? Good is good. And if something takes 2 minutes and it's the right thing, it's good. Spending more time doesn't make these things gooder. Okay? In fact, the more time you spend with the patient, the more they realize how much you don't know. And the more they have contempt for you. What's the saying? Familiarity breeds contempt. Do your work and get out of there. And they will love you forever. See, some chiropractors are trying to make friends with patients. They don't want any more friends. Oh, they may try to eke into your life and try to get into your life, and they might want to try to get close to you. You can never allow that. So you keep them as patients, and you make great patients, and you will have friends for life. I have a lot of consulting client doctors. Very few do any see anything in my personal life. It's a completely different part of my world. I know this from the chiropractic principle. If I make great clients and we take great care of them, I'll have a bunch of friends for life. Because they never saw me sidestep my place as the consultant. I always am the consultant to them, which is what they're hoping for. Just like you always hope your accountant is your accountant and thinks like your accountant, behaves like your accountant, and takes your accounting action seriously. So we want to make sure your layout and your office are perfect. Okay, I just did 2 more floor plans today. We got to make sure you have the right team, and of course the training is beautiful. And we have to make sure that all your procedures are perfect. Remember now, there's only 5 people that come in. A person's a car wreck, a work injury, Medicare, they might have some insurance, or their cash. That's it. And you only do 5 things. It's a new one, a report, an office visit, a re-exam, a re-sign. You only do 5 things on 5 different people. So because it is so ridiculously simple, it is simply a matter of memorizing and getting your procedures down so then you're able to handle everybody who comes in gracefully and smooth and with efficiency. And if we sum up on this and we bring it to a close on this relatively general podcast, the science of getting rich boils down to one word, and the word is efficiency. Efficient with money that comes into your life. Efficient with time, and you'll be time rich. See how if you're inefficient with time, you'll be time poor. You maximize the use and investment value of every dollar. You're efficient with every dollar. Well, you have to end up rich. It is an exact science. There is a science to getting rich. And there's a science in a chiropractic office. And the science boils around one word, and that's efficiency. Getting the maximum results and benefit with the minimum amount of time and energy and resources expended. And we cannot allow anything to creep into our office that destroys operational efficiency, destroys the efficiency with your hands, the efficiency with your words, your team's efficiency. So the office design has got to be super efficient. Everything up at the front desk and how the team operates, super efficient. The team meeting is efficient. The huddle is efficient. Every office visit is efficient. How we pay bills is efficient. How we do billing is efficient. Not we do this, then we put it there, and we put this on this ledger, then we enter it over there, and you sit there and go, what are you doing? We have this done in 30 minutes a week, and you got someone staying till 8 o'clock four nights a week for half the volume? What are you talking about? Yeah, but nothing. It's an efficiency problem. So we are always seeking maximum efficiency. That way we can help maximum people get maximum results for a maximum period of time, send in maximum referrals so we can do what? Build the maximum, okay? The maximum exceptional life. Tori out. If you're a chiropractor looking to dominate in practice and in life, learn more at winnersedgeconsulting.com.